All right. This question is from Alexandra. She wants to know, how do you balance your life and work with kids at home and continuing to be creative? And do you ever sleep?
Oh, boy, that is the real question. This is what I love talking to people about balancing work life. I mean, Punch Brothers just wrote a whole record about it called All Ashore. So I've been thinking about it as much as Alexandria has. I don't have a great answer. It's, you know, if you're a musician or any creative person, you do everything that you do as that. You live as a musician. So you wake up and you're a musician, and you don't necessarily have to have your hands on the instrument to be making progress as a musician, or you know, or even your pen on the music manuscript, or whatever it may be. You know, so much of being creative is being observant and listening to the world around you. And I think that your family is an incredible window into the world and what people are experiencing, and you have a real, it's a real privilege to be able to, you know, for me to live with two human beings representative of all human beings. They're right there in my house. What an incredible opportunity to study humanity and to let that seep into my work. And, you know, and if art is to imitate life, then you better have a pretty good handle on what life is.
This next question is from Zach. He would like to know what the writing and recording process was like for the Goat Rodeo sessions and if the sheet music will ever be available.
The latter, I do not know. The former, I mean, it was just a joy from start to finish. It's one of the reasons that we wanted to revisit the project. We had so much fun making the first one, and I would say even more fun making the second. Knowing each other a little better, so you know, not having to break through those barriers that we all have between us and our fellow human beings, you know, before we get to know them real well, we picked up right where we left off, and I mean, it's like half music making and half just pure hijinks. you know, just jokes and puns and giving each other hell, and it's so much your face hurts from laughing at the end of the day, so your fingers are sore and your smiling muscles are sore.
Zach would also like to know, what kinds of strings and pick do you use?
All right, this portion of our interview brought to you by D'Addario. I use a D'Addario set of strings. I forget what the actual model number is. It's purple. and the weird thing, they're coated, they're EXPs, and they're coated. And the weird thing about them, you'll be able to figure out which ones they are, because the E string is a weird gauge. It's an 11.5. The A is 16, but then the D's are, I think the D is a 26 and the G's are 40. So that kind of differentiates right in between a medium and a heavy set for D'Addario that they are actually making. And then the pick, they let me design my own pick, bless them. And I really love it. I think it's just, it might just be called, and you should, out there in Radioland, you should see me blushing right now. I think it's just called the Chris Thiele model or something like that. Yeah, I know. What am I, a baseball player?
Well, we'll keep flattering you here, because Norman says Norman says he recently participated in a favorite music of all time challenge, and Nickel Creek's The Lighthouse Tale was on his list, and he'd like to know if we're ever going to get another Nickel Creek album.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, we made one not that long ago. A Dotted Line. It was our first in a while, and I suspect we'll make another one.
Okay, Allison would like to know who your most memorable guest on Live From Here was.
Oh, that's impossible. There's so, so many. I deeply appreciate the question, but like, even when I start thinking of one, then another 25.
Here's a question from Monica. She would like to know what kind of pressure you felt filling the shoes of, well, it was a Prairie Home Companion and then became Live From Here.
I suppose I felt some pressure in certain regards. I mean, I grew up a huge fan of a Prairie Home Companion. And so when I was chosen to be the next host, you know, I was certainly aware of that was a big deal to me. I mean, it was a big deal to my mom and dad, and a big deal for me. And but on the other hand, you know, I had a job to do, and there's not really that much time to, and it was a big job to do. And you know, I think that for those kind of high pressure, like potentially high pressure situations, I try and think about them the way I've read about athletes thinking about them, that you really need to trust your instincts and your body. Like it feels like there's no, I've read so much about tennis players. You know, when they get in their heads, that's where unforced errors start to pile up and a match starts to get away from you. And I feel like if you think too much about things that aren't going to help you do the job at hand, then you're not going to do the job at hand well. I think it was an exercise in focus.
This question is from me. I'd like to know who is somebody you want to make an album with and haven't had a chance yet.
Oh, boy. Let's see.
Or is that a long list, like the earlier question about guests?
I mean, you know, this is another person that I have become artistically obsessed with since doing the radio show. She was one of the first guests, Esperanza Spalding. I was amazed by her. She was definitely on the first season, and I'd known about her. You know, I feel like so many of us were introduced to her when she won that the Best New Artist Grammy like forever ago. And, you know, it was kind of a surprise victory. And
oh, yeah. Didn't she beat Justin Bieber that year? And it was a whole thing.
I believe something like that. And she was suggested for the show. And I went and listened to what was her most recent record at the time and was pretty blown away and asked if she would come on the show. And she did. And I was then doubly blown away by hearing her live and had her back, not this past season, but the season before. She did this unbelievable solo, just bass and vocal tune that she had written. And she and I were on the side of the stage doing that radio show. You and we're live, something else is happening. And we started talking about, we should probably try and do something together at some point. And I really hope that happens.
All right, Esperanza Spalding, if you're listening, Chris Thiele, I would like to hear from you. All right, Chris, before we go, I have a message for you from Emily and Michael. They say they were on a bluegrass cruise with you in 2013. They say that you should enjoy a rye whiskey for them.
Oh, well, it sounds great. And maybe not just a second, as it's a little early, but later on, I will, and with pleasure and gratitude.